The course is titled The Art and Science of Flirting. Classes last 3 hours, and the curriculum includes how to impart signs of one's interest and how to know when one is the object of someone's interest. The cost is $65, and students include the newly unattached and out of practice, the all-work professionals who never learned how to play, and the painfully shy. The instructor is Catherine Brown, who's 30 years old and single. She doesn't teach her students any surefire opening lines because she says there aren't any. She preaches that people must dare to be themselves and be creative, ready to flirt anytime, anywhere, with anybody who strikes one's fancy. Miss Brown has her pupils do lots of role-playing. She puts them in an elevator, one of the few settings, she says, where one can always have a captive audience. She puts them in a laundromat, where one can always, in the course of seeking change, start discussing the relative merits of detergents, and then, well, who knows what might come out in the wash.
Sound. It's not just the air vibrating. Sound means feelings. It refreshes our minds, soothes our hearts. It can make us happy or sad or excited. It also is essential to the communication of ideas and the exchange of information. It's vital to daily life. Sound is always around us, 1,001 different things reverberating together. Cars honk, people talk. On a hot summer day, the sky thunders. Even if it is very, very quiet, sounds intrude. The quiet, insistent tick-tock of our wristwatch. The meow of a cat. Footsteps in the dark. Both real silence and pure sound are rarities possible only through the most advanced technologies, which seek to maximize control of oral space. The pure sound reproduction also requires compensation through equalization and other measures. The REV7 was developed using digital audio techniques and specially designed ICs to be at the forefront in sound control. REV7, sound at its best.